truth.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Verrat Hill Hardcore Asian. Awesome, baby.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Dokes is one of the prospects?
All comers, come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, hello. This is the Retro Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And I am joined by my co-host, Will Turpit from The Man Truth, The Man Wonder himself. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Fake Mike Real News is in the house. I'm not going to lie, man. I hate to fly, and I'm supposed to. I got a flight tomorrow, and I hate flying. That's preoccupying me, man. I've actually legit walked off planes before. I hate flying. I just need to be like John Madden. I need my own like little bus. I just actually need to fix up my own damn car. But yeah. So I got that going on. There should be some interesting stuff as a result of that, which will be good. But yeah, that's sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well. Hate flying. But I don't know. I was looking for a punchline there somewhere.
I just dead ass hate flying. Like, it's funny because people tell me like all the time, "Well, you're so brave. Well, you go up to the Clintons and this and that, da da da." And I'm like, dog, I won't even board an airplane. I'm the least brave Mother Hubbard you will ever meet. Like, it's funny. Everybody has their things, and I hate flying. Can't wait to just I just hate being prisoner in the air for so long, you know. So I don't know. I'm a control freak.
Yeah, I hate needles. You know. If I were to become a heroin addict, I don't know how I would get it in me, because I hate needles. I won't do needles. If I believe in the vaccine, I can't get it. I don't do needles.
Yeah. Well, I was watching a documentary last night before the show, and it's really, really good. I encourage everyone to watch it. It's called The Wisdom of Trauma. And it's by this guy, Dr. Gabor Mate, or Matey, I don't know. But he was also featured in another documentary that I watched. It's about, like, nature versus nurture. And him and other people in this documentary really go in and show how epigenetics, like, yeah, there is. That's really not going to be, it's the epigenetics that are going to come out when the environment attacks the nature your nature responds or reacts to their environment. And he had another documentary about trauma. And, you know, we all go through trauma. We all suffer as human beings, obviously some much worse than others. And it really made me, at least for a couple hours, like realize you got to love people, man. You just got to love people because I've been watching a lot of true crime stuff lately. And, you know, every single person that goes up there, and the judge tells him, "You are a monster. You are irredeemable. You are a scourge to society." And I'm thinking, like, that's not true. Like, I mean, anybody at least deserves the opportunity to be redeemed. And for other humans to say that you're irredeemable. And the thing is, you know, almost all of these people have had trauma occur to them. Their father leaves them. They've been raped. They've been beaten. They've been this or that. That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse, but it completely changes who you are. And some people just, when you're abused at a certain age, your brain is not going to develop correctly. You're not going to learn things correctly. I know this dude who, when he was 14 years old, he was raped and abused by the elite in Denmark. And it was so bad, pardon me, the Netherlands, it was so bad that he came to testify here in the United States behind a closed door in front of a wall, a little partition in front of Congress, because it was so bad over there. And when you talk to this guy, he's mentally still at the age that he was when he was 14 years old. He never broke past that trauma. And
Arrested Development, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it's really sad that because, you know, when you look at people that are grown-ups, you see grown-ups are old people. And, you know, when, if you look inside or you looked at some old photographs of them, you'd see that, you know, there's very few people that actually, you know, the psychopaths, the sociopaths, and a lot of those are formed, I believe, by the environment. I believe there's a very small percentage of people that want to commit murders and rapes. I think that it's based on, you know, their upbringing and what happened to them. I think the statistic they talked about was over 60% of people that are in jail are there and they've had tremendous trauma as a youth. To me, that you would think at first, well, maybe that number should be more like closer to 100%. But then when you realize the amount of people that are in jail for nonviolent crimes like cannabis or something like that, then that number is pretty astounding, you know, because you think, oh, it would be 100%. But no, so many regular people get caught up in our system that, you know, that's even more than the people that do the so-called violent crimes, right? So it's very interesting. And watching that documentary, I want to be more loving and forgiving to people. And we really need to deal with the traumas. And I know the reason that I probably hate flying is because I had a crazy thing happen to me flying once. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't want to.
Well, you know, people being irredeemable. Well, I'm going to put it this way. I'd probably pull a Farnsworth. You know, put my penis in your mouth. Go on, do it. Come on, America! Get your hand off my penis! Okay, I failed once again to bring comedy to the show. If America is important enough for you to say, if you will suck my penis, you'll do it now. You'll put my penis in your mouth. Dude, I don't believe you. You won't save America.
But I mean, that's pretty close to what we got going on now. Only, you know, the boot of the police or Donald, whatever. But it's upside down world. Then today we got Biden meeting with Putin, and Biden actually laid out, like, here's a list of, like, I think it was like 16, and I can check it out during the break. But I can check it out right now while I'm saying this to make sure I'm accurate.
Well, okay. Well, while you're checking that, I want to introduce Luca. I do believe we have Luca here on the air with us.
You sure do.
Well, I'm hearing a clicking back there. Somebody's getting his medicine on.
Hey, so this is what it is here. This is a tweet from a verified checkmark on Twitter, so you know it's true. Her name is Kylie Atwood. Says President Biden says he gave Putin a list of 16 critical infrastructure elements that should be off limits when it comes to cyber attack. They also tasked experts in figuring out a joint understanding of what off limits for what off limits is for these cyber attacks, Biden says. So as you guys know, and I shouldn't have to preface it every show by saying this, I am no fan of Donald Trump. He dishonored his oath to the Constitution. He had one job. He's probably a pedophile, bare minimum pedophile protector, and he's also a war criminal. However, this just goes to show the double standard that we have here, right? Can you imagine if Trump had met with Putin and said, here's a list of 16 things that you just never, ever hack or destroy. Just here's a list of all the models. I mean, he just gave him a list of things to attack. I mean, I don't know, man. They might have literally. Of course, I remember Team America. F yeah, freedom isn't free. It's folks like Luca and V. And if we don't throw in our fuck 05, who will? Freedom comes. 05. Yeah, man, that's one of the best movies of all time.
Bucko 5.
I actually tear up during some of the songs. I mean, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I believe, are not just comedic geniuses, but I also believe they're musical geniuses. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. I mean, the music to that is actually really, really good. They actually do really, really good music. And I went to my girl's
cousin's. Well, hold on. Before you go any further, I really haven't wanted to hit this point. I haven't talked about it in a few days. Yes, with this whole cyber terrorism attack ordeal, there's no reason why they're talking about it. And once again, if we had a real NSA, one that was altruistic, there wouldn't be any cyber crime.
I'm going to have to stop there. Can I say something?
No. But let me continue. They actually have it planned because there are so many people branching off, doing their own thing. They don't have Facebook to control people, to put them in jail anymore. I think the most important people have jumped ship and they have gone somewhere else online to bring their message out. You know, BitChute, Parler, now Frank is coming out, and blah, 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 blah. People are jumping ship off of Facebook. The only thing that they can do to keep people in the cyber jail, since they jumped ship, is to just physically attack them. Now, physically attack them on their computers. Now, me being a target individual, I've been through this already. I've been through every cyber attack you can imagine. I'm prepared for it. The rest of the world, not so much. You're going to have a lot of frustrated people out there who are trying to get their message out there, but they're just flat out being ignored. I actually have a campaign to do here. I mean, I've been sending out emails left and right, and I've usually will get something back. So either my emails are going straight into some spam areas, or I don't know, but I'm not stupid. I've got the phone number to every person and institution and shop that I've emailed, and I'm going to be calling them all and taking inventory of who has gotten my emails and who hasn't. And I'm going to see if that is indeed something that is going to be happening to people, if they're going to have their emails dropped off the edge of the earth. And I can guarantee you people, that's something that's going to be happening. Go ahead, Luca.
Well, you, ever since I've been on, 5 minutes, you guys have changed subjects like 10 times. So yeah. I don't know where to exactly, to go with that. But, let me just start with the time that I have. Let me just start with the, with what I came in on. You guys were talking about, I want to say false flags, because that's what I was hearing about, how, you know, the infrastructure could be attacked, how, you know, and you guys were talking that way. And I said to myself, oh, okay, well, they want to get rid of the AR-15, right? As we all know. Well, yeah. I have a list of how many quote, attacks unquote, the AR-15 was involved in. Boulder, Orlando, Parkland, Las Vegas, Aurora, Colorado, Sandy Hook, Waffle House, San Bernardino. In other words, who's responsible for all those? It's the FBI, it's our own FBI that's behind most of it. And Julian Assange admits it. He says, he's got a quote of mine that I love the most. He said that the FBI, as a part of their business model, are behind almost every single false flag attack that we've had. In other words, the United States has never been attacked by any other country ever. And it's our own government doing the damage. It's ridiculous. False flags, as everybody knows, it's a coup that, you know, the government mounts to make it look like another targeted country did the attack. And that's the excuse to go get them. You know, I mean, that's what 9/11 was about. It was a big lie.
9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
Right? So, you know, that's my answer to that. I mean, all the bad stuff comes from government. It doesn't come from the people. You know, you don't have Tom, Dick, and Harry that's going to go shoot up a grocery store or a high school, you know?
Yeah,
there's no reason to.
Exactly. The percentage of people that are actually psychopathic and inclined to do that on their own is really infinitesimal. And when people usually can commit crimes, they're committing crimes against, you know, a loved one more often than not, right? It's usually a crime of
absolutely.
Passion. The crime of passion or something like that. And ain't nobody love the government. So, I mean, Luca, you bring up a great point, and especially the fact, and I'm going to definitely look into confirm that, but I'm from memory right now, I do believe that you are correct when it comes to the AR-15s. Now, they could have, at those specific ones, those are highly, highly, I mean, I said false flags, but I'll scale that back a little bit. Bare minimum, they're highly, highly questionable and have, and definitely weren't exactly what we were told by the mainstream news and the FBI. The FBI has been caught lying. They've been caught falsifying DNA evidence for years. We don't have
It depends on how open your mind is. Okay. Mine's wide open, and I'm ready to believe that after all I've seen, they're behind every single one of them. Well, and they do that to create chaos because that's what they want. It makes complete sense.
Well, I will tell you this. Let's go one by one here. And, you know, I'm not willing to say for sure. Now, on the 9/11 one, I'll say for sure. Without question, our government.
Okay. And the one before that is the Oklahoma City bombing. And what B and I should do.
I believe that the government was involved in that one, at least in some way or another, as well.
What V and I should do is get a show together on the Oklahoma City bombing with what I know from the person that we both talked to and what he knows. It's going to be really interesting because you've got two different point of views from the same guy. And
we should get Cody on the show.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Or if, you know, worst comes to worst, you can't find him. Just do the show, you and I, because I know it by heart practically, you know? And
so another interesting point too, I just want to bring this in because I am as open-minded as you are. Maybe not, but I'm definitely up there, and I definitely would not be surprised whatsoever if the FBI was behind every single one of those. I'm just not willing to say for sure on every single one.
Not every single one, most of them. That's what he said. That's what the Assange quote is.
I would agree with that too, for the most part. And then, I mean, we have it with the original World Trade Center attack. We've had the FBI themselves working with terrorists and cooking it up, infiltrating militia. You see it over and over and over and over again. So much so that I've even made predictions, and which have come true about the FBI sliding up into militias and doing other things. But to even peel the onion back a little further, then you have the fact that it's not just these isolated incidents that probably almost always have the government fingerprint, or you see an FBI or CIA guy there. Well, I'll give one example, and we could go on to every single example if you want. But if you know, I don't have to sit here and tell you boys, you know, the 9/11 guys, the same people behind 9/11. We're behind Parkland. And when you look into Parkland, not only do you have David Hogg, whose father is a FBI agent, but you also have one of the other small amount of students that was speaking out. I believe his name is Cameron Caskey, who's one of the students speaking out. His father is Jeff Caskey, and Jeff Caskey has run a few different adoption services, multiple lawsuits have went against him. He's had to close down his thing, talking about selling and trafficking babies. And Jeff Caskey, the father of the Parkland so-called survivor, he's also directly tied to Laura Silsby. Who's Laura Silsby? Well, Laura Silsby is the woman who is caught trafficking 33, not 32 or 31 children out of Haiti, who's directly connected to the Clintons. And it's the whole group over and over and over again.
There you go.
All right, guys. Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're going to talk to you when we come back. Guys, be calling to the show. Can't wait to hear from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Push it to the limit. All right, guys, we're going to riff here a little bit. We're going to try to let the caller line build up a bit for the show. If I would love it if my co-host can give out the phone numbers in which we can be contacted here. Keep him on his toes.
Absolutely. You guys can find the number at republicbroadcasting.org. We have an 800 number, which I will give out if you absolutely have to. But if you're here in the United States, call the local number. Local number is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Call that number. If you're international, if you're an international baller, call 1-800-313-9443. 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. And if you didn't catch that, go to republicbroadcasting.org, right on the left-hand side.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, I called in earlier today to the John Stapler Show, where my two mentors are having a good time talking about societal issues, and one of those issues was the vaccines. And Josh Statler was, you know, rattling through the companies that are involved in. I was like, yeah, Luca came onto my show and talked about it first. Yeah. So, Luca, yeah, you're absolutely the man. Staying on top of that vaccine research.
Luca does not want to take the vaccine because Luca knows what it is. And most people don't because they don't have time to research. So it ends up being our responsibility to go on and do our best to explain to people what it is. And, you know, there's no sugarcoating this, okay? This is, what, two shows out of the last three that I've been on with you, B, and we've been talking about that Israeli video that we really need people to go see. It's called The Outcry from Israel, and it's a crying politician from Israel telling us, you know, what they're doing with the vaccine, you know, the ankle bracelets included for people that don't want to take it. You know, they have to psychologically devastate them. I don't know where to start, but I mean, I have three things right here from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and also, sorry, four, AstraZeneca. I'm going to go real quick. Pfizer, first of all, has a $4.7 billion in fines for false claims, drug and medical equipment safety violations, off-label promotion, corrupt practices, kickbacks, and bribery. Moderna has never brought a vaccine to market since its founding, despite fielding 9+ vaccine candidates, none of which made it through phase 3 of clinical trials. Johnson & Johnson, named in hundreds of thousands of lawsuits for toxic and or dangerous products, including drugs, shampoos, medical equipments, and asbestos-contaminated baby powder, which we know of. Very quickly, AstraZeneca was suspended by two dozen European countries due to severe lethal adverse reactions like blood clots, etc. It's not a vaccine, okay? And I'm getting my stoma removed on the 21st, which is a pretty big operation. They have to go in and reattach your intestine, and the prep. The nurse politely asked me very quietly, you know, like a nurse, she says to you, you did take your vaccine, right? She said, you did take it. I said, no, ma'am. And she said, I beg your pardon? I said, no, I didn't take it. It's not a vaccine, ma'am. I was feeling pretty good, so I just told her. I'm sorry? She said, it's not a vaccine? I said, no, it's not a vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy. It's experimental, and all animals died in the trials, but we're not supposed to know that. So can you imagine how powerful you can be to literally go on top of that, go on top of the animal trials?
How did she respond to that after you told her all that?
Can you imagine how powerful you have to be able to just go beyond that? Oh, animal trials? No, forget it. Not important. Let's just give it to the public. Well, okay. We're doing depopulation anyway, or sterilization first, right? That's the whole idea. So,
but she didn't respond like a knowledgeable person to that, did she?
She did kind of politely change the subject real quick.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not trained to that. They don't know how to respond. It's like being really, really nice to a police officer who's ready for you to respond violently, and you're nice to him. He's going to be like, what? They're not trained to... They're not trained to deal with that. They don't know how to respond.
Luca, you know? Luca. My God, you're absolutely right. Okay, I love
very
this
quickly.
Army police with niceness.
I got something else here. I got six facts about the three vaccines, real quick.
Well, let's save that. Let's save that for after the break, because we're going to the break in about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Take that commercial break
because this is too important.
Yes, we're gonna cover this information, and then we're gonna hit the phone lines. So stay tuned, guys.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go home! Go now! In peace! If you do not go now, you will be buried in this field. I've seen enough blood. But if you want more, I can't stop you. I can only warn you that it will be your blood, not ours.
Yeah, that's right. You won't be taking any of my Dianon. You can't have us. You can't take our blood. Dianon here to represent. All right, we're not going to be... We're not going to be losing. We'll be cruising. You want to stop us? You'll be taking the bruising. That's right. This is Redfield Hardcore. Yeah, we're going to rift a little bit, then we're going to hit the phone lines. Trust me, people, I see you on the lines. Stay there. Give us a few minutes, and we'll talk. So, Luca, my man, interesting points here. I want you to continue.
Well,
you got your 6 points.
I think Twitter and Instagram took them both down. I got flagged for both of them. And I'm lucky I had a backup so I can retrieve them. 6 facts about all 3 vaccines. And you got to tell people, remember, if you know what you're talking about, you can tell them that it's not a vaccine. It's experimental. Right there, without even knowing anything else. Experimental. You're kidding me? I'm not going to take that. They don't know what. Okay, so if you take it, then the doctor will look at you and say, okay, from now on, we're dealing with the unknown. We cannot help you because we don't know how your body's going to react to what. We don't even know what you took. We don't know what the reaction is. We don't know what the effects are going to be. Nothing. So it says here, six facts about all three vaccines. One.
We can't gloss over what you just said. That takes the liability away from the medical industry, your doctors. If your doctor is a good doctor, he's not someone who is, you know, of the establishment and really wants to help his patients, he's been disarmed.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. When
I see my good doctor, he's got the mask on, and so do I. And when the door closes, we both take our masks off and we laugh. And we don't give each other. We don't give each other the elbow either. We give each other a hug. Okay. I'm not going to have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, but I'll just give them to you one after the other. First of all, none of them are FDA approved. All are considered experimental. None have been completed initial research trials. They haven't completed them at all. All were allowed to skip animal trials, in parentheses, because they all died, and we're not going to tell you because you really don't want to know about that. Cats, rabbits, ferrets, rabbits, you know, like, none will complete a research trial for 2 to 3 years. And finally, all are free of liability, even if one kills you. And that's the same thing with government. We know that. I mean, you know, V, you probably know more about that than I do, about how they're completely protected. They're immune from prosecution. You cannot do anything, especially since the damage that goes from the vaccines, it's probably going to hit you between 3 and 5 years from now, when either you'll not even have a clue and you won't be able to hook the two together, or, you know, it's going to be so far removed from everything that they'll just laugh at you if you try and say it was a vaccine. But that's what we're seeing more and more, you know. This happened to somebody.
Though, you were saying during the break something about the oil companies replacing
I'm going to try and find that clip, because if I can find the clip, then you guys can play it. While I'll shut up and let other people talk. But it's about one lady who works high up in the hierarchy of oil companies, oil rigs, and people that are responsible for keeping people moving and making sure they're responsible for the people for this rig and this company. She started noticing that, you know, higher up in the ranks, they're being told to get ready to replace their workers that have been vaccinated between 3 and 5 years from now, to already get ready for that.
Now, the reason why they're saying that, people, I want you to understand something, and it's not hard to figure this out. The reason why they're saying that is because they don't want stats. People who work in the oil industry are automatically subject to all kinds of hazard situations in which they have to be documented. And so you put vaccines on top of this. They don't want the liability of being sued because some of their hazards look identical to that of the vaccine deaths or mutations or conditions that can arise. Okay? That's how bad this whole fake vaccine, this experimental gene therapy serum is. And let's call it that. This is something straight out of the comic books. Gene therapy serum.
Well, look at what
we're not getting Captain America's. We're getting, for lack of a better word, retarded people from these vaccines.
Yeah, Exactly what Rudolf Steiner said in 1917. I have a quote here for you. I can't believe you just said that, because that cues me right up to for the quote. He said, "I've told you many times," he said, "the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts in whom they will be dwelling to find a vaccine." Okay, this is 1917. Okay. In whom they will be dwelling to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they're still very, very young. And this will happen through a roundabout way throughout the living body. And then you get another Austrian doctor on YouTube who says exactly the same thing. For 60 to 100 years, corporations have been trying to dumb us down so that we don't think anymore, so that we're you know. And everywhere you look, and the protocols of Zion, everywhere you look, it's the same thing. That's what they're doing. They're poisoning us from the air, the food, the water, everything. That's why they don't want us figuring out what, you know, what they're doing.
And I want to go ahead and get to our callers have been very patient. I want to get to line one, Idaho. Please go ahead. Line one, Idaho. Did they drop off? Okay. Dropped off. Okay. All right, then. Well, then we're just going to go back to the show. All right.
How many points did you get through of the six there? Continue where you were, because I'm curious about that, if you don't mind.
Oh, we didn't finish. Okay, go ahead. Did we lose Luca? You there?
I just found my quote that I was looking for. Oh, okay. I'm here.
Did we get through all the six things about vaccines or no?
Yes, we did that already.
Okay, I didn't know if you'd gotten through all six because, like you said, you weren't going to number them, and that really threw me for
I laid them out.
Yeah, I think it's true. You know, it's the people, that's the problem, right? People have let other people, like, oh, the stock market, that's too confusing. Economics, that's too confusing. Oh, science, that's too confusing. My own health, that's too confusing. It's not that confusing when you get into it. And because we've constantly relied on authorities for such a long time, we just let people make decisions for us. And if you just look at history, that's not a good decision for people to do that. And I really hope you're wrong about this 3 to 5 years thing. I had not seen that. It sounds very, very interesting. If companies are already planning for stuff like that,
and what we should do sometime is talk about the secret covenant, because the secret covenant of the Illuminati, it's the same thing. Like the protocols of Zion, they're actually telling you what they're going to do. You know,
now what's that?
An illusion. It will be so large, so vast that it will escape their perception. It goes on and on and telling what we're going to do to the people. And it's word for word. It gives you fucking goosebumps.
Well, watch it, buddy. But yeah, I never heard Luke do that.
Passionate today.
okay. Here's the link right here on Skype going to the producer right now. This is for the secret covenant. You guys can check that out before talking about it. I've already seen it. My instinct knows about this. Like,
whoa, Luca. Luca's he's bombing us right now. He's nuking us. Mike, if you would, can you please take care of those? All right. Yes, we just gotta remember to keep it family friendly because I do have syndication.
I'll be on the air again. How much do I owe? Oop, beep.
You owe a quarter for every bleep to our producer.
To me, you owe me a quarter of top shelf cannabis every time. Mm. So that's up to a half pound. Oh,
they'll love that.
So, yes, so I want to say that, but yeah, it is. is a number that I'm hearing a lot. 35 years. It's like people have been given a prison sentence or a death sentence. And it's I'm hearing that 3 to 5 years everywhere I look. And again, we as people, we have such a short attention span. 3 to 5 years down the road, we're another administration, presidency, we have another issue, whether it's volcanoes or tsunamis, and all stuff will be glanced over. Now, I want to...
That is true. If that's true, I think that's going to be one of those no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Now, I only advocate nonviolence with the exception of when people are preemptively violent to you, self-defense, obviously. If they murder, and obviously the statistics about people that got vaccinated is wildly inflated because they're saying, what, 40 or 60% of people? I don't even know what the latest numbers are, but they're saying, like, so many people and we're almost there, which is, I don't buy it. I think there's so many more unvaccinated people than they're telling us. Yes. But if these vaccinated people end up dropping, not even in 3 to 5 years, even if one-tenth of them, imagine if people started dropping like flies like after that. You know, it wouldn't just be like, oh, these people are dead. No, that would actually inspire people across the political spectrum. And that would actually take people from the right and say, you know what, I might not agree with these liberals that took the vaccine, but they also don't deserve to be murdered. I could see people taking on this.
We're not going to see it like that. We're not going to see it like that. They will flip the numbers. They'll doctor the information. Oh, everybody that dropped this year are people who weren't vaccinated.
It looks like the seasonal flu is back on the attack. 2 years after coronavirus, the seasonal flu has killed
about... There you go. There you go.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
Sounds like.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to say there's a new variant, and then they're going to say that it's the unvaccinated people that cause it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You watch.
Yeah. There's a new variant, and there's even another one. There's the measles, 21. I don't know. They're going to come up with something else. The malaria and mosquitoes, guys. That's my thing. I believe they're going to weaponize the mosquitoes here very soon.
They already have articles and patents of, this goes back years, of not just the fact, and remember when Bill Gates let the mosquitoes loose that one time? And they said that's how they would, maybe I can get that clip over to Mike to pull it up, but he's talking about, I think even maybe vaccine, he's talked about vaccines in mosquitoes one time too. Really crazy stuff.
Man.
But they have these, robotic drone mosquitoes as well too. Let me pull that
yes.
up.
I
forget what they were using that for. So, I mean, it's crazy, dude. And plus the
surveillance. Anything that you would use a tiny little imperceivable bug for.
No, but they did release GMO mosquitoes in Florida, though. They did. That was something else.
Yeah, that's it, too. That's true. Yep. And so that's the thing is, like, yeah, they could take a real freaking one. They could take a fake one and just drone it over to your house and be like, oh, well, looks like... Will died of a tick bite or a mosquito bite. Oh, man, that sucks.
And since we're talking about that, I'm sorry, but I have to say it again. People have died for less, but I'm going to say it again. It's bioweapons. Everything from AIDS to SARS to Zika to Lyme's disease. Lyme's disease was they get together in Plum Island, and the get-together was so secretive that even the secretaries didn't even know. And you know, this is how they do things, you know, so this is no different. They're just using us as lab rats. They don't want us, fornicating and duplicating and replicating. So they're going to sterilize the young and they're going to just do away with the older people. That's, you know, again, as we said in the other show, What's his name said it in the 90s? Jacques Cousteau said it in the early 90s that, you know, that's what the United Nations wants. They want at least, you know, 300,000, 350,000, what was it, a day or something? I forget what the quote was. So I'll shut my mouth while I go find that before I get myself into more trouble. I don't think I do, though. I'm doing okay.
Well, I know. And this is the thing. The people that are going to be left over, this is my ordeal. I know I've expressed this, but the people that are going to be left over are going to be the people who didn't take the vaccines, who aren't eating the GMOs, who are as much
taking the cannabis. Human. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah. Smoking the trees. And these are going to be the people who are left over, the smart ones. Now they're going to do their power, everything in their power, to enslave the smart ones. It's going to be a technocratic and techno slavery, because these people are not going to have access to technology like the overseers will. Okay, Get used to that terminology, that word. These aren't politicians. These aren't your presidents.
Overseer.
Officer.
Need a little clarity. Peep the similarities. The overseer roll around the plantation. Hopefully we can play some KRS.
KRS one, yes.
After that. But yeah, man, we got the modern day overseer, the officer. They both ride around on horses. They both patrol. They both got the right to kidnap you, whip you, beat you, whatever. So we got the modern day overseers. Yeah, B, that's it's weird, because first I didn't think the boot would come off our neck, honestly, this easy with COVID. I thought we'd still have at least another 6 months to a year under this. So I'm grateful for that. But it also makes me realize they can pull another variant, another anything out of their butt at any time and say this is worse, or it's mutated or whatever. And then, I mean, honestly, I didn't even want to think about it. I'm one of these people that thinks about everything, right? And, you know, I watch, you know, I barely take a break from this stuff. And I've seen some pretty dark stuff looking into Pizzagate. But yeah, I knew that the vaccine is not good news, but maybe I'm like, oh, maybe they'll just, maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know. But contemplating what the very near future could look like, it is weird, because, you know, even if these people did these vaccines with the absolute best intentions, as Luca so astutely points out, these are experimental. These are the fastest any vaccine has been done ever. These are new types of vaccines, and they're technically, at least the Moderna one that I can speak for, the other ones I don't have the knowledge to speak to, are actually technically not vaccines. So we don't understand the ramifications of what we're dealing with here. So even if these people had the best intentions in mind, it might not turn out that good. So it's going to be weird and interesting to see. And I'm trying not to be fearful about what's going to happen here.
Do you know the people who call us conspiracy theorists, right? Listen to this one. If you believe that people need to be injected with carcinogens, toxins, aborted fetal cells, animal DNA, parasites, antibiotics, fungi, insecticides, disinfectants, etc., in order to be healthy, you may need to reevaluate who the conspiracy theorist is.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say, potentially here, you call me conspiracy theorist now, in 3 to 5 years, you won't be calling me anything.
Yeah. You'll be calling me to call the doctor. So this is one thing that makes me scared, because one, I didn't think that, like, I always thought that, you know, I'd be able to chill for a couple of years, you know, before. And then all of a sudden the New World Order appeared here with coronavirus. Like, we're in it. We're here now. And look how quickly that happened. Look how quickly. I mean, you think 9/11 changed the world. That was pennies on the dollar compared to coronavirus. Completely changed the entire world in a way we can never come back from. And they pulled that out of nowhere. Nobody saw that one coming. Nobody that I know of saw what, I mean, we knew that they planned, and, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation has the patent for Zika virus. We knew that they could do something like this. We didn't know that they would actually drop something that wasn't that deadly and then lock us all down and destroy the world's economy as a result. So I'm thinking about all this, and you guys talking about the vaccines and whatnot, and I'm thinking, damn, if they could just pull that out of their ass, what the hell is on the horizon? What kind of crazy, sneaky stuff? Because, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know. And a lot of the people that are speaking out against this stuff and to make predictions about the what's going on before, they're silencing. There's not that community anymore because everyone's been banned off YouTube, and it's difficult. I mean, I went to get a haircut today. And the guy was like, oh, I didn't even know you still did YouTube. Oh, I just thought you quit or something like that because they banned my first channel. And so, you know.
Yeah, see?
So what's going to happen in the future, man? This is why people need to get off the fence here and take some nonviolent action, because if they pull coronavirus and 9/11 out of their butt in Oklahoma City like it's nothing, what's the next trick up their sleeve?
This is what we're hoping that people are going to wake up for. I just gave the producer a link, kind of an important one, because I've been anti-mask for a long time, because I'm, you know, it just seems logical to me that it's not good for your health to have a mask on. And I spent some time at physical therapy because I just came out of stage 4 cancer, and they have you wear a mask and you're exercising. And all my instinct is saying is get rid of the mask, get rid of the mask, get rid of the mask.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then you find out in Gainesville, Florida, on June 16th, a group of parents in Gainesville, Florida, decided they were sick and tired of the potential harm that yeah. You know, the mask could cause to their kids. And they had they submitted 6 face masks to a lab for analysis. And the report came back, there were 5 masks that were contained with bacteria, parasites, fungi, that included 3 different and dangerous pathogenic and pneumonia-causing bacteria. You know, it's nonstop. It makes sense because you end up breathing your own.
Basic common sense will tell you, even if this whole germ theory is correct, which I'm now beginning to have my doubts about, and I'm definitely going to be looking down that rabbit hole a little bit more, but even if this so-called theory is correct, in order to truly eliminate germs, you would need a mask which would be changed and or washed after every interaction, and you would also need gloves as well too, and change them after every interaction. If not, you're just wiping your butt and then wiping your butt again.
You need something that covers all of your orifices, basically, and no interaction between all of your orifices, which isn't possible. But anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. We're going to come back at the top of the hour, and we're going to hit the ground running. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.